Hello. My talk is about a tool which is called Wikipedia Tags in OSM, which helps to insert Wikipedia tags into OpenStreetMap so to connect objects in OpenStreetMap to the related Wikipedia article. Actually, while I was writing this presentation, I decided to put it more information about what's going on between Wikipedia and OpenStreetMap. And so another possible title for this presentation is a little much longer, a brief, incomplete, one-sided history of what's been going on between the two biggest collaborative projects in the history of humankind and how we can make them work together. So I have quite a lot of things to show you. Well, basic things is that I think you all know in OpenStreetMap you can have a Wikipedia key that takes as value a language code and an article, the article title. So there are two examples which can connect some building, which is the Saint Paul's Cathedral, with the corresponding Wikipedia article. And this is an example how this information is used on Wikipedia. This is called to. This is an article about the Colosseum underground stop in Rome. This is from Italian Wikipedia, and here on the right, top right of the page, it's a little bit different among different language version, but basically in many language version, including English, Italian, German, French Wikipedia, you have this link that can show in some different ways. It depends on how the community has decided to display it. A pop-up map or a map on the top of the article, and you see that there are pins which are the Wikipedia articles. And this map is by Colossus, which is Tim, which is there. And actually, this tool I'm going to present is also based from another tool, which is called OSM Add Tags. Also by Colossus, that is, I have been talking to him like yesterday. He told me that this tool is was hosted on the tool server, which is this cluster with many tools that are used by the Wikipedia community to add information in Wikipedia, and this tool basically does the same thing. Now he is migrating it on the Wikimedia Labs. This is new infrastructure to host the tools used by the Wikimedia projects. But in the Italian community, basically since and the end of last year, October, one user, we were starting discussing about interaction between the OpenStreetMap community and the Wikipedia community, and a user came with this tool. He took the idea from Tim's tool and he wrote a script that generates a list of categories of Wikipedia articles, and he provides link to add the Wikipedia tags in OpenStreetMap. And I will show, now it's hosted on WTOSM, which is Wikipedia to OpenStreetMap.openstreetmap.it. And the amazing thing was that there were a huge response from the Italian community to this proposal of this user, which is Groppo Simone. I don't know his real surname, but his nickname is Groppo. And basically, basically, the first version he proposed generated some web pages that he hosted on his Dropbox account. But since the community really liked the project, and it was announced just before the local state of the map, Italy, which is called OSMIT, last year, that we held in Rovereto. And since the community responded really well to this, somebody, which is another OpenStreetMap user, Luca, De Lucchi, offered to host this tool on some server and not using Dropbox. So this is how this tool looks. As you see, you have three tabs. One is about divided per teams. So you have culture, sport, and so on, and you have a list of categories. And with some statistics about how many articles are from Wikipedia are in those categories, and how many of those have already some Wikipedia tag or corresponding some object in OpenStreetMap which is corresponding to this article through the Wikipedia tag, and how many have coordinates. And but you can also change the view, and there is the region view. So here's the list of the Italian regions, and also a map view with the leaflet. And basically, you can have four cases, which are displayed on the tool with different icons, and the things we are looking at are two. If there is in OpenStreetMap some object that says a Wikipedia tag that is linking some Wikipedia article, and if in the Wikipedia articles there is a coordinate template. In the Italian Wikipedia, this template is called CORD. One limitation of this tool now, as you have seen from the map, is working and is focused on Italy and on Italian Wikipedia. So we get categories from the Italian Wikipedia, and the places are... we have chosen these categories from Wikipedia so that the places basically are all in Italy, and expanding this tool is one thing that we want to do in the future. So if... we both had a Wikipedia tagged object in OpenStreetMap and also coordinates in Wikipedia, everything is good. But we can miss some information. Either there is an article with the coordinates, but there is no corresponding object in OpenStreetMap. So you see these icons that provides link either to the ID editor or to JOSM editor with the remote control to add this tag in OpenStreetMap. Or you can have an object with the Wikipedia tag in OpenStreetMap, but no coordinates on Wikipedia. And what is provided is a link to add these coordinates in Wikipedia. And the worst case is that you neither have an object in OpenStreetMap or coordinates in Wikipedia. And so this, we don't know where this thing is located. Now I will switch to the tool. As you see, you can pick a category, for example, archaeological sites, and you see there is this view that basically reconstructs the tree of categories from Wikipedia. So, for example, you can choose a subcategory like archaeological sites in Latium. And for example, you have catacombs in Rome. And you see here, now I don't have, this is not my computer, so I don't have JOSM, but if you fire up JOSM, then clicking on this icon will use JOSM remote control. Otherwise, okay, well. Ideally, I would now log in, and the ID editor would be open in the place where the coordinates in Wikipedia are. So I can look in that area if I can see the object this link is referring to, which is Catacombs of the Saints Marcellino and Pietro. And so I can add the tag to the corresponding OpenStreetMap object. So this is the case of having some coordinates in a template in Wikipedia, but not having a Wikipedia tag in OpenStreetMap. Also, these are all links, so I can see the article in Wikipedia. The other case that I told you about is this. So here we have an object in OpenStreetMap that has a tag corresponding to this article, and also in this article has coordinates on Wikipedia. So let's see. You see here there is the object with the link, and I don't know if you can see it, but near this icon you see if it's another relation or a way. And so you see this is the thing, Catacombe di Santa Domitilla, and this is the Wikipedia article, and it has coordinates. So I don't know if okay, you see also the OpenStreetMap here. And so in this case, you don't have to do anything, actually. And this other case, instead, is something which has an OpenStreetMap object that has a Wikipedia tag, for example, but no coordinates in Wikipedia. So you see here, there are no coordinates. And what this tool provides now is this not so nice pop-up, which is telling you, go to JOSM, get the coordinates of this place, put these coordinates in Wikipedia using this syntax. So it says, write these complicated things with curly braces. And what I have done about this is using, but is this is not in the official, like this is what you get when you go to wtosm.openstreetmap.it, and which is the official version. And there is this tool, this feature that I've been developing, which instead of having that nasty pop-up, uses OAuth, which I hope it's working. Let's see. Okay, yeah. And so instead of having to copy and paste that, you can use the map to place the pin, and you can then have a link to add semi-automatically, and you can now use OAuth. You can log in with your Wikipedia account if you have one, and then it will present you with the addition of the coordinates to the Wikipedia page. And if you don't want to use your account, but you want to do it anonymously, there is this other link. And what it basically provides, it shows you the difference between the two versions, and then you have this text that you can copy and paste in Wikipedia. You click on this link. It opens the page in edit mode, and then you can copy and paste this. And so you can do that anonymously if you don't want to use your account. And as you see, what is added is the coordinates template with some parameters, and also a reference to the way or node or relation ID with a backlink to OpenStreetMap. And as I said, this is using OAuth. Another thing, And now we'll go back to the presentation. Okay. This was where some screenshot because if I didn't have any connection or something was not working, I had some backup. So this is one thing that I have developed and will be hopefully soon in the official version. And then one other thing is this tool, which is called Nuts for Nuts, that I presented more extensively last year, which can use the beginning of the article, the abstract of the article from Wikipedia to derive the name of some municipality. And so in the case, in the ugly case, that we don't have any information, we use this tool to find at least the municipality name so that a link to the center of the municipality can be provided. And when you click on the icon, you get the JOSM or ID editor to be in the center of that municipality, and so you can look around if you find the place. And so in this case, you are invited to edit both Wikipedia and OpenStreetMap to add the exact coordinates. Still, the case could be that this tool doesn't find anything, and so we have still the sad face case. And all of these tools are free software. And in particular, for example, I have been using this Flask module to provide the OAuth authentication that I showed you before. And I have made some contribution to this Flask module because one other difference between this tool and what the Teams tool was that Teams tool is in PHP and this tool is in Python. And I don't know PHP very well, and so I prefer to develop in Python. But as I said, it's somewhat limited. For example, one thing that we would like to add in the future, some more real-time updating of this list that is happening once a day, then it could be expanded with more languages, as in localization and as in targeting other Wikipedias and other objects in other countries besides Italy. And then there is a lot of discussion and about how to insert the geographical, some geographical references or some OpenStreetMap references into Wikidata. There is also a proposed key. If I'm correct, it's still in the proposed status, which is the Wikidata key. And my approach in this case was, okay, let's just add the coordinates to Wikipedia and then it's the community to decide whatever they are going to use to use these coordinates also in Wikidata or not and import them. And that brings me to the like big question, which is the license. In the Wikipedia world, basically, at least the Italian community, but this is also my impression for other communities, there is not so much discussion about where to get the coordinates. Many people and also some guidelines tell that you can grab the coordinates from whatever service, including, for example, Google Maps, because there is this idea that the single coordinate of a single object is not copyrightable, and so there is a huge part of people that basically don't think this is a problem. Actually, some people pointed out that could be if you get, for example, the coordinates from Google Maps, you could be infringing their terms of use. And because Google Maps, for example, says that if you get the geocode some place using Google Maps, then you have to show that data only on Google Maps. As you know, the ODBL and the CC by SA, which is the license of Wikipedia, are not compatible, or even worse, the Wikidata is a CC 0 license. But as I said, the process is semi-automatic. It's not completely automatic, so it's not an import of data from OpenStreetMap. And I think there is as much as possible goodwill about correctly attributing and tracing the origin of that data. And I can say that this is new. If you take in general this fact of putting a backlink to OpenStreetMap and the reference to that data is something that has been done the first time with this tool, and before nobody basically cared about this problem. So I don't know how this will develop, but I think that referencing correctly is the first step. And this is a quick review, as I said, of other projects ongoing between OpenStreetMap and Wikipedia. It's incomplete. It's like what I know now. There are people also in this room, like Tim, like Katie, which are more knowledgeable. So please refer to them about this. One project is Wikimaps, which was initially focused on historical and old maps. But now the term is starting to be used also for more in general to all the map-related projects in the Wikimedia universe. Particularly, there is this website that you find here and a mailing list, which is called MapsL, where there is discussion about integration and use of OpenStreetMap to display inside the Wikipedia articles, for example. And then there are the Wikimedia Labs, which is the new infrastructure to host tool provided by the Wikimedia Foundation, and this is going to supersede the tool server. As I said, the map you have seen in Wikipedia article details come from the tool server, but now Tim has ported this infrastructure to the Wikimedia Labs. In their plan, the Wikimedia Foundation had proposed to hire two engineers to build a high-capacity tile server to display OpenStreetMap maps in the Wikipedia articles that would generate a lot of traffic if they used the OpenStreetMap server. And there are also some projects to have maps namespace in MediaWiki. Also, the Italian community have asked for a server that is currently used by some Italian user to generate map roulette challenges that are sent to the main server, but these challenges are related to based to on Italy, and the Italian Wikimedia chapter, which is Wikimedia Italy, since January 2014. Has started to ask the OpenStreetMap Foundation and also to the Wikimedia Foundation that to become also the local chapter of OpenStreetMap in Italy, and since they are already the local chapter of the Wikimedia Foundation. So there has been a discussion between the community of OpenStreetMap and Wikimedia Italy to provide some sort of infrastructure for the association. So, Wikipedia tags in OSM lets you add the Wikipedia tags in OpenStreetMap to OpenStreetMap objects, and Cord template does allow you to insert coordinates in Wikipedia articles. There are many things to do, so any type of support you can provide, we are extremely happy with that. And there are many projects ongoing, so please refer to the maps L mailing list or to the Wikimaps website for more news. And this is me. I'm working at the Fondazione Bruno Kessler. I am a researcher. And by the way, I'm also an OpenStreetMapper and a member of Wikimedian and member of Wikimedia Italy. So Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Christian, for the interesting talk. We have time for one or two questions.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Have you looked at, when you have coordinates on both sides, if you have, basically looking at the distance between the coordinates in Wikipedia and on OSM, see if you have big differences?
That was something that was also planned since quite a lot, but I kind of forgot to put it in there. So thanks a lot for the question. Yes. One thing that could be done is to check if the coordinates in Wikipedia are contained inside the polygon, if the object on OpenStreetMap is extended, or if you have a node on the other side, you can check if they are more distant than, say, 100 meters or 50 meters. Yes, this. Yes, there's the idea, as I have imagined it, is like to have some sort of flag or some sort of color saying, okay, green, everything is good. Red, you have the coordinates in Wikipedia, which are crazy distant from the OpenStreetMap object. For example, we have discovered that in Wikipedia, many meteorological stations had the coordinates, but they had a really low precision. So they were really, really distant, like only two decimal points. So they were really distant from where the actual station was.
You should do a map of those.
Yeah. And this was like really specific, like that. Consistently, all the meteorological station has had this problem. Besides very few cases where you could imagine that somebody fixed it.
A map roulette challenge for the top 10%?
Well, actually, there are really a few of them. I don't have any numbers, but I think that we are in the hundreds. And I can tell you that with the map roulette challenges from Italy, we had also a big response since it's the beginning, and we have been people fixing like 500 challenges in a matter of couple of hours, something like that. So yeah, it's something that could be done, definitely.
It's pretty new, the map roulette integration for challenges coming from Italy.
The problem is more on this case, the problem is more on Wikipedia side, because it's there that the coordinates are really low precision, not in OpenStreetMap.
I had a question, actually. How much effort would you think it's going to take to translate the interface, to adapt it to other Wikipedia?
Honestly, more than you can expect, because many things are hard-coded, and so it would need to have an easy interface to translate. It would need to convert it before to some sort of templating system for the pages, and then when you have a template for the pages, it's easy to have the translation in other languages. So that there's this kind of obstacle.
Specifically in places where the language of the country is the same as the Wikipedia in the country itself. Like not in the English one, which is widespread.
The point is when you have this kind of conversion, is easy to translate in any language, basically.
Hello. More a statement than a question. Inspired by the nice results of the Vivosen project, I created a plugin for Chosen, which has a similar workflow. It allows you to load a category of articles into Wikipedia into the list of that plugin and allows you to assign the Wikipedia tag of selected objects.
Yeah.
So this is a similar approach, but directly plugged into the JOSM editor.
Yeah, and there was a question or just...
No, it was okay. More like a statement, but it is a related...
Yeah, if I can add something, yeah. Also, this in the end, this tool is very similar to Teams tool, but again, it was like coming out of this user, and there was a huge response from the community. So everybody was happy using it and contributing to it, and so basically, why not? I didn't know about. The JOSM plugin, but probably it could be made also easier because when you click on the JOSM link, it basically fires up JOSM around a certain area, and then you have to do all the rest manually. So you have to know where to put the tag. Maybe it can be made also easier. I don't know.
All right, we. Should wrap around the remaining questions. You can ask directly to Christian. Let's thank Christian again for the interesting talk, and we will continue with.